John chapter 3 from verse 1. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came by night to Jesus and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Are you with me? Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot do what? He cannot see the kingdom of God. That means the kingdom of God must be seen spiritually. And let me tell you something, if a man is not born again, everything we are saying or we will say will not make sense to him. He also tells you that when you get into the kingdom, something happens to your spiritual eyes. Ah, it helps you to begin to perceive, to understand things spiritually. In the same way, when a baby is in the womb of his or her mother, the baby has eyes. But until the baby is born, the baby will not see. Are you with me? Until the baby is born with, see, those senses are there, but until the child is born, it cannot be activated. So first of all, you must be born again. And now you may be wondering, how does this relate to what pastor is about to teach? Just follow me. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Have you ever wondered what this verse meant? Have you ever wondered, what does it mean to be born of water and of the Spirit? I know some of you have heard this verse explained like this. Except the man is water baptized and spirit baptized. Have you ever heard something like that before? That's not what it's saying. Water baptism is entering into water and coming out. This one is saying, except the man be born of water. That means water produced you. What does that mean? Are you following me? This is why I told you in the morning, King James tried. I like King James because they helped us know when to do more research in Bible study. He says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of, if you see, this of is in a bracket, right? They are telling you that there was something that was not so clear, so they put it in brackets. They added that one to give you an idea. Except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So what is he trying to say? First of all, I want to give you the better rendition of this. The better rendition of this is this. Except the man be born of water, which is the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Pastor, are you sure of what you are saying? Go to the next verse. Verse 6. It says in verse 6, Jesus answered, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Read the last phrase. And that which is born of the Spirit is? So where did the water enter? If you notice in the next verse, he mentioned nothing about the water. Are you following this? So, the earlier verse is better put like this. Except a man be born of water, which is the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And there are many reasons for that. Now, you need to understand that in the Jewish culture, water was very symbolic. Actually, the water of the Spirit there represented the washing power of the Holy Ghost. Now, when you get born again, the Holy Ghost washes you. Are you with me? So, you see Titus chapter 3 verse 6. He says that we've been born again, not of any work that we have done. Titus 3 verse 6. But by the washing of regeneration, Titus 3 from verse 5 to 6, please. Titus 3, I'm waiting. When I say Titus, I'm not talking about sardine. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of what? Regeneration and the renewing of? Are you with me? And the renewing of what? The Holy Ghost. Go back. Titus 3 from verse 5 to 6. It says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by what? The washing of regeneration and by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So now, the reason there is water in the screen of the Spirit is referring to the washing power of the Spirit. Are you following me? Yes, Are you following me? So, when you get born again, you are washed. Say after me, I'm washed. Washed by the Holy Ghost. I want your voice to be louder than mine. You are washed. I am washed. Washed by the Holy Ghost. Born again. Renewed by the Spirit. Glory. That's another teaching, but I just have to explain that. Are you with me? So back to John chapter 3 from verse 6. Say after me, I'm blessed. It says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That means, interestingly, Jesus is saying that to be born again, remember when he started with Nicodemus, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, right? So Jesus is saying that to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Are you following me? So he first of all said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then he says, marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. Then he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So now, to be born again, from that discourse, it means to be born of the Spirit. See, after me, to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Did you get that? Say it again. To be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Say it again. To be born again. You know what I'm trying to do to you? This conference is called, you can call it initiation. If you chop, waiting for the give you to chop, well, I'm telling you, on Monday you wake up, you will know something has changed. Now I'm telling you. I'm telling you from experience. One of the things you also discovered as from today, as you open the Bible, is as if scales will fall out from your eyes. Some of you, that's already started happening. Since I started attending you, I'm used to getting that kind of thing. Look at verse 7, everybody. Ah. It says, marvel not, I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Ah, nobody thought like Jesus. Look at verse 8 now. Verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whither it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Meaning, you cannot dictate the way a man of the Spirit will go. You cannot predict his life. Are you with me? You cannot even trap him. Hey, because it's like the wind. He says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. That means when you are born of the Spirit, your pathway is different. The reason why you make your decisions are different. The reason why you take the steps you take are different. Are you following me? And that is why I want to teach on what I've called the leading of the Spirit. Because now, if you are born of the Spirit, then your own navigation system is the Spirit. Are you with me? Yes, I want to make you men of the Spirit. Women of the Spirit. And I've come to discover by experience, there are not so many that are functioning in this thing. Every Christian has the potential, but it has come to my knowledge by experience that if you are not trained in it, you can, oh my God, oh my God. You need training in it. If you're not training in it, you can be lost. Now, why is this important? It is important because the realities we spoke about in the first session and all the in Christ realities, they are domiciled in the Spirit. If you don't partner with the Holy Ghost, you will never see it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me give an instance. So now, the Bible says, we have victory in Christ, right? That the Bible says that we are the head of all principalities and powers. And now, somebody goes to Jatoka Shrine. Who knows what I'm talking about? Not that people should know what I'm talking about now. No, people in the north should know what I'm talking about. Somebody goes to Jatoka Shrine and pick a very demonic omen, comes to the office, and places it on your chair. Or places under your chair. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You wake up in the morning. On your way to the office, you are praying in the Spirit. You get there. As you want to sit down, you say, wait first. You have a nudge in your spirit. And then, you go and sit down somewhere else. You want to sit down again, you have a nudge.
Then you pray again. Saka palaka.
Say, I'm coming. The third time before you sit down, you say, you know what? Bring handkerchief. You pray in tongues and drop on that place. Then you sit down. People now looking at you. What's wrong with this one? After a while, you now hear that, somebody ran mad in the office. I started confessing. This charm I actually sent it for this brother, but I don't know what he did. Now, it is true you have the dominion, but if you are not able to pick that thing, and if you are not full of the Holy Ghost to know what the Holy Ghost is doing, he will go as a natural man, even though he has the Holy Ghost inside, sit down and natural things will happen. Are you following me? It will look as though God is not in charge, because he cannot perceive the work of the Spirit. So, the victory of Christ is domiciled in the Spirit. Until you master how to participate in the Spirit, you will not step into it. Are you following this? So you can say, I am complete in him. I can never lack. And God is leading you. Go this direction. Do like this. But you are stuck with one way of doing things and poverty is holding you. And God is saying, you can be more. And sometimes, what the Lord is leading you to do, it may not be convenient. But that's where the treasure is. Let me tell you, until Christians begin to live in the fullness of the work of the Spirit, much of what they are in Christ, they will not see. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Let me tell you something. We did not come here to play. Don't even look at, we did not come here to play. Like, what are they doing? This is serious. I've lived in it. I'm living in it. That's the reason I'm even standing here. And the earlier you learn it, the better. No, see, oh my God. I was telling them an issue. Since the day we started ministry, about roughly four years, 6 months ago, I was sharing them with them in the house. Since the day we hung a banner outside that church has started, I have been doing marriage wahala since that day till today. Let me tell you, the biggest problem in marriage is not the principles of marriage. It's that people marry the wrong people. Nonsense choices. Nonsense. Like, literally nonsense. Nonsense. How dare you marry that shit? No, I'm serious. And in my research, there are more men that are on the, they need God help side. You see, kapalataya. There was a woman that told me, he said, Pastor David, my husband, when he wants to beat me, do you know what he does? He will go and take cold water and pour on me first, then start the beating. Did you hear what I said? He will pour the water on me, then start the beating. Hey, that the beating used to enter. I said, so how did you marry him? Guess what? I don't know. I've asked people, how did you marry this man? You know what she told me? I wrote their names, three names on paper, squeezed it through on the floor, and picked one. No, people make life decisions. They make choices stupidly. Carelessly. You know the funny thing about decisions, you can make a useless choice, and at the beginning, it may look sweet. But if God has warned you, I'm telling you, the future will reveal it all. For instance, I don't know why God asked me, pack your load and move to Abuja. I don't know. I've thought about... If it's about ministry progress, oh my God. If it's about what you want to say, ministry, you were at Port Harcourt Church. You are Port Harcourt Church. The church I left, to come here, if you step into the place, I mean, church that God used me to pioneer, but it's all by his grace. Are you with me? Yes, by the special grace of God. If you enter that church, you will know that, some of you have seen it online. If you enter there, you know that, God and day. Let me give you an idea. That church uses a 100 kVA generator as one of its generators. The last major camp meeting we had, inside was full. People were standing. So why did I come? God said, I will find out later. Are you with me? I will find out later. I've learned by experience. Don't wait to suffer repercussion before you learn by caution. Don't wait. I will share with you in this teaching. So many stories. I can teach on the leader of the spirit to the end of this conference. Oh. People die unnecessarily. People make wrong choices. Wrong like this, like this, like that. To be born of the spirit. When you are born of the spirit, you will be led by the spirit. After me, you will be led by the spirit. And I believe one of the signs of Christian maturity is following the leading of the spirit. No wonder the Bible says, as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. Hallelujah. So, the Holy Spirit is the system that brings us into the vital experience of Christ. The reality of the finished works of Christ is domiciled in the spirit of Christ. Praise the Lord. So quickly, how does the Holy Spirit lead? I've listed this out here before, so I'm going to list it again, and we'll try and break it down till our time is up. Amen. First of all, God leads by the written word. God leads by the Spirit through the written word. You can write that down, the written word. Number two, the inward witness. Number three, the inward voice. Number four, signs. And number five, symbols. God leads by the Spirit through the written word, the inward witness, the inward voice, signs, and symbols. Let me go over it again. God leads by His Spirit through, number one, the written word. Typical new breed members may not even want to write because they don't hear and tire. I've shot it, bam, 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 bam. But I will not be negligent not to put you in remembrance of these things. Though you know them, are you with me? You know why I'm teaching these things? Let me tell you why I re-emphasize it. Because as you journey in life and in the things of God, you begin to go into what you can call advanced situations. Have you ever heard the Bible say things like dark speeches? Have you ever heard that statement before? Dark speeches. Have you woken up from a dream and the dream did not make any sense? But the dream was so real, it felt like you woke up and said, thank God this was a dream. So, let me tell you the truth. If you are not a master in simple things, in the basics, you can get confused. And some people in the place of following leading has made wrong decisions. For instance, one of the things you learn about the leading of the Spirit is this. That scripture, that prophetic scripture that says, once has He spoken, twice have I heard. Power belongeth to God. It means that if God spoke, it must not come only once. If God spoke, it must re-echo. Ah, child, my God. You cannot just say, oh, I had this dream. Then you just stand up and move. No, you may have dream from food. Ah, Jesus. I remember in 2019, I had this weird dream. 2019 December, I had this weird dream. In the dream, I was in a camp meeting like this. We're praying and we're praying. And in the afternoon of that camp meeting, I saw myself in a hall. In fact, on the road. And I saw my father in the Lord. He looked at me and said, David, Borokiri in Port Harcourt is free. Borokiri in Port Harcourt is free. And I came out from the revelation. I was like, Borokiri is free. So I made up my mind that after that camp meeting, I was in Lagos. After that camp meeting, I will go back to Borokiri Port Harcourt and find the hall for our ministry. Are you listening to me? So I went there. Funny enough, I ran into somebody who I used to teach computer aided design some years ago before that time. Some of you that know I was an engineer before ministry. So I ran into the guy. I was like, oh, pastor, I see what you are doing. God bless you. Then I told him, I want to start a church here. I believe God did it. He said, okay, use my house. So we started using his house to pray. So I went back and I said, wait, God spoke once. Since that time till now, another one has not come. I prayed, fasted, prayed, nothing came. Prayed, God, what are you saying? He didn't come again. After a while, after the first step, second step, I said, brother, he spoke once. He has not spoken again. I'm good. I said, it was nice. We were nice having time together. We love you, I love me. God bless you. Guess what? Since that time till today, it has not come again. It may come in the future. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
But I have learned. But some people will stick their head there. Nah, yeah, we will die. and you just stunt your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's training that made us learn. And so, this is why in God, you need disciples. That, you see, people who are mature enough to say, and the maturity is not even just about our gray hair. God, with all due humility, I've seen some steps some people are older than me take. I'm like, but why? Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? Written D-I-S-A-S-T-E-R, disaster. And when it happens, the written word. And so, do I need to talk about the written word? I've talked about it before, right? I should talk about it again, right? Praise the Lord. Okay. So, the written word is the foundation for supernatural direction. The written word is the foundation for supernatural direction. I so taught living of the Spirit that when I was leaving youth service, one of my spiritual brothers, he called me, said, you have a specialty in that one. You know how we're, right? And I said, he invited me all the way from Port Harcourt to Ado Ekiti to come and preach on this thing. The written word is the foundation for supernatural direction. We explained that the Holy Ghost leads us by the written word, but you see, if the written word is not solid in your heart, it will be difficult to pick the word of the word of God or the leadings of the Spirit. So let's look at 1 Peter 1, verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, from verse 16. 2 Peter 1, verse 16. 2 Peter. He says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Verse 17, everybody read with me. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Verse 18. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. Now, what is Peter talking about here? He's talking about the transfiguration encounter that you see in Matthew 17. Are you with me? He's telling you that I was there. We are not following cunningly devised fables. I was there when the voice came from heaven and the light shone and said, this is my beloved Son. Are you with me? Yes, now, Peter has the audacity to make the following statements. Verse 19. Verse 19, everybody. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Pause. Wait. Peter, are you mad? You were with Jesus on the mountain. You saw light from heaven shined upon him or shone upon him, according to King James. Then you, hey God. Then you heard a voice saying, this is my beloved Son. You now have the audacity to come out and say, there is something more sure than this. What is more sure than that? Now, for Peter to say it, that means you have to pay attention to him. That means something must have happened between that time and now that he's saying this, for him to have the audacity to tell you that what I want to tell you is more sure than my encounter. He says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day star, until the day dawn, and the day star rise in your hearts. Now, does it end with a full stop or with a colon? That means the next verse will tell you what is this more sure word, right? Yes, sir. The next verse will tell you what is this more sure word, right? Yes, sir. So what is this more sure word? Everybody read verse 20. Knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Hey! So that means the scripture is a more sure word. Hey, God. Pay attention. The scripture is a more sure word than having encountering Jesus upon the mountain. When we are talking about teaching, there is a reason. Oh, there is a reason. You know, some months ago, I was in a minister's conference with the great man of God, Pastor Pojo Yemade. And he said something. He said, in this country, should I talk? He said, in this country, the first revival that began in this country was the prayer revival. And it began in the year 1930 with our Lord Aladura prayer movement, where Joseph Ayobabalola, they will ring bell and be praying. And they will pray and pray and pray and pray. And it broke out into miracles, broke out into signs and wonders. And that lasted for about 40 years. Then in 1970 came another movement. It was called the Faith Movement, the Word of Faith Movement. And it was a word and teaching movement pioneered by S.G. Elton. First of all, by Elton, he came. The British missionary came to Nigeria. And after that, Kenneth Hagin and the faith teaching of Tulsa came to Nigeria. He said he noticed that the ministries that are still standing today are the ministries that combined the prayer movement of 1930 and the teaching movement of 1970. He said any ministry that either took one and ran away with it went into error. So there are some people that say we are teachers, teachers, teachers. They don't stay with the Lord. They don't pray. They talk down on prayer. They talk down on, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
They talk down on the flow of the Spirit. The ones that say it's prayer, prayer, prayer. They talk down on teachers, talk down on. Are you following me?
Yes,
he said it must be hybrid. Hybrid. I don't even know what I'm saying, now. Maybe there's a minister in our midst or online that God wants me to talk to. Let me tell you, it is by teaching you will be able to interpret what you get by prayer. Hey, Apostle Peter is telling you that even though we were with him on the holy mountain, there is a more sure word, something than that. Because let me tell you something, the spirit realm is a wild wilderness. There are many things that if you are not grounded in the scripture, you will not get. And I'll give you a good example. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Let's go there. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Praise the Lord. Remember I told you that this conference is because I came to lay foundations, right?
Yes, sir.
Your foundation in Christ, the people that laid it for you will see it will influence you so much. In fact, sometimes for you to be saved, you have for you to be properly helped, you have to undo what you've received before. Overhauled. First Samuel chapter 3 from verse 1. It says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Now, there was no open vision. What he was trying to say, the word of the Lord was precious, it means it was scarce. It's what you call as the same English rendering of essential commodity, meaning that something is scarce. That's the same idea behind this write-up. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Verse 2. And it came to pass that at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. Verse 3. And there the Lamb of God went to the temple of the Lord, and the ark of God, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Verse 4, everybody. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. Now, I thought that was enough. God called Samuel, but he answered, here am I. I thought God would continue talking, but see what happened next. Verse 5. And he ran to Eli and said, here am I. That means the first here am I was not in response to God, but to Eli. So even though it was God that spoke, Samuel interpreted it as Eli. Ah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You need pastors. See, when we tell ministers, you need, if you are a pastor and you have never been pastored, you are a problem. Because God will first of all reveal himself to you through the person that pastored you. If you have never been pastored, you are a problem. You are a problem. Ah, Jesus. Story for another day. Where? Verse 6, and the Lord called yet again, and Samuel arose and went to Eli, and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son lie down again. Verse 7, now everybody read verse 7, 1, 2, 3, go. Read it again. Oh, so the reason why Samuel could not speak that it was God is because he did not know the Lord. And the reason why he could not know it was the Lord is because the word of the Lord was not yet revealed unto him. So now, when I'm teaching you the Bible, or maybe I'm teaching about faith or something else, maybe teaching about faith, prosperity, who am I in Christ, our inheritance, and all of that. To you, I am teaching you something. But the Bible is saying that if the word of God is properly revealed to you, when God is talking, you can pick. If you are not picking, chances are, first of all, the word of the Lord has not yet been revealed unto you. Let me ask a question. If you have been a Christian for the past 10 years, you'll be able to understand what I'm saying. Have you been at a point in your Christian journey where you started out just, I want to know God, I want to know God. And after a while, you started listening to sermons, reading your Bible, going for prayer meetings, going for teachings, and they were just preaching. And one day, it was as though your understanding just increased. You felt like you were understanding more. Has that been in your hand? It's as though, oh, I get it. So now, something that we said before, and you're looking at them like, does this make sense? What are you saying? After a while, now, you cannot really record any strange encounter. But you just notice that because you were just reading your Bible and praying, you know what's happening to you? It is called revelation. Watchman Nee calls it spiritual knowledge or gnosis. Where, because your spirit man has been exposed to the word of God, now you can understand more. It is the same thing that happens. So many people are trying to hear God's voice, but they don't know God's word. It has not been revealed to them. So even if God comes and shouts and says, Samuel, you will hear Eli. Hey. Somebody there, if God just calls my name and say, hey, Prince, I will say, yes, Lord. You have called me and I will answer. My brother, hey, if he come out and says your answer, you say, why are you shouting my name like that? God may be calling you. Praise the Lord. Hey, God. And let me tell you, when you now know the word of the Lord very strong, even when your herself is talking, you can pick God inside.
Ah, yeah.
Hey, my God. Hi. Hey. Let me tell you, when you have known the word of the Lord, I'm telling you, you can pick God. I was watching cartoon. That day you were playing cartoon for my daughter. I was watching cartoon like this. I didn't share with you what happened. In the cartoon, I had a trance. And I knew the next teaching series for April. So, after that, immediately we are done with the cartoon, I all wrote down. And why? Hey, you know, I told you something on Wednesday, that when you study the book of Genesis, you will discover that God spoke. Adam replied audibly. God spoke and Adam replied how? Audibly. Then, after they sinned against God, and Cain sinned against God too. God spoke, and Cain heard him audibly. But if you read on in the Bible, you will discover that that thing ceased. What really happened? It was as though God's realm and man's realm were so fused together, there was no difference. And that's what God wants us to walk in. He wants us to live the supernatural naturally and the natural supernaturally.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So the number one foundation for leading is sit down on that proper teaching. Hey God. Proper teaching will do something to you, Hey. When you are hearing the word of God, my wife was telling me when she came to New Breed 4 or 5 years ago, that after teachings, they will not pray on top. Sometimes she will pray and it's as if she can pick. It's as if she can cut. Okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to do this. I know this is coming. Are you with me? This school, she's doing a special program right now. We are praying after a teaching series. 10 hours teaching, 10 hours prayer like that. After a teaching series, she was praying and just said, Ignatius. So, when we went there, the way favor was coming, and doors were opening. Even when we had challenges, even when there were so many issues along the line, God sent us here. But you see, it will begin with a foundation of the written word and revelation knowledge of the word of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Have you ever seen that verse in Psalms 25? It says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. And the Bible says, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, washing them by the word, which is the water. That means, for the voice of God to come, the waters must be plenty. If I'm speaking in mysteries. Everybody read this verse. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Have you seen this? And the Bible says in Psalm 25 that the voice of God is upon the waters. So even if the voice of God comes, where will he land? Praise the Lord. Okay, if that is too far-fetched, I'm sorry. Let's move on. So do you get that?
Yes, sir.
That means, you see this thing called reading your Bible, listening to the sermons, coming for meetings. It's a God. And in fact, the earlier you start, the better. The next one, the next way God leads is the inward witness. Say after me, the inward witness. I'm sure every new member knows I love this one. You know, Pastor Ikini, one time we were discussing. I don't think there's any 2 days that goes and I'm sensing something. So one day they say, Pastor Sensor. Yeah, it's sensor with a sense. Hey, with a sense on a regular. You cannot be around me and you must be sensing something. In fact, sometimes I'll wake up and say, what do you sense? No, that has to be spiritual people. You know, I told you something. Where is Pastor Kenny? You're working. 2 days ago, I told you we need to pray. The devil is after this program. Remember I told you. Now, is that a strange thing with what happened last night? So what is the inward witness? The inward witness is an inner ability to discern a thing for what it really is. Ah, Father, thank you. Say after me, thank you, Jesus. When the Bible says we'll walk by faith and not by sight. Ah, let me tell you, if you don't have that sight of the inside, you cannot do ministry. It will frustrate you out of the trials of ministry will frustrate you out of. In fact, it will make you, to encourage you not to obey God. So what do you do? Every now and then you go back and check if you what you are seeing inside. So after yesterday's meeting, the numbers were not, most people did not come. A time is coming. If you come late, you will stay, not just stay at the back, you will stand outside. Overflow 7. I'm telling you. No, Jesus has shown me those days. Jesus has shown me those days. So I went back. You know, when you want to form like you are discouraged. So I went back and I wanted to say, Lord, you know, today was not. He didn't even give me space to say I'm discouraged. Oh yeah, at least allow me to complain I'm discouraged. Say, workers meeting is about to start. I said, okay. I started workers meeting now. So we started praying in workers meeting. As we were praying in workers meeting, I saw a scream. I saw a scream. And he started showing me, he said, I will do a great work that will cause the ears of men to tingle. The joy came. Oh my God. I was so excited. I'm sure some of you are surprised. Pastor led workers meeting last night. So, it doesn't matter what happens. As long as I'm seeing what the Lord is showing, we are fine. Praise the Lord. The inward witness is an inner ability to discern a thing for what it really is. This knowledge goes beyond the surface or superficial outlook of things to their very nature. So let me go again if you are writing. The inner witness is the inner ability to discern a thing for what it really is. This knowledge goes beyond the surface or the superficial outlook of things to their very nature. You can also write this down. Through this knowledge, you can assess God's inner testimony about people, places, or things. Say amen. Can I tell you something? What I'm teaching you is the secret of the fathers. Let me tell you, if you don't master this one, you cannot be a father in the body of Christ globally. You can't be a father in the body of Christ. At least, you must have eyes to see now. Not a see for me, or prophet, see for me. No, I'm talking about beyond that one. I mean, you need your inside must be sharp. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You need to know something about the inner witness. Number one, the inward witness is the most accurate way God leads after the written word. You need to write this down. The inward witness is the most accurate way God leads after the written word. And why is it so? Number one is because the inward witness is the result of the oneness that your spirit man has with the Holy Ghost when you get born again. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17. The Bible says, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Have you seen that verse? 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So, the reason why the inward witness is the most accurate way is because it is the result of the oneness. So now, I've given this example many times. Many of you have been in a car. I believe all of us have been in a car when we were not driving, right? And you were not the one driving, but When the car climbed a speed bump, you knew, right? When the car was climbing a hill, you knew, right? When the car was going down a slope, you knew, right? Why? Because even though you are not the tire that was touching the road or in contact with the speed bump, when the car felt it, you felt it. When the car went up, you went up. You felt like, ah, something's happening. When it was going down, you felt like something's pushing you down. The reason is because you are at, in a sense, in that sense, you are one with that car. So whatever the car is feeling, you pick the vibrations also. Yes, are you with me? In the same way, because the Holy Ghost and your spirit become one in redemption. Ah, yeah. This is, see, let me tell you, this is the master, what you can call that joker card. Who knows that game, joker card? Last card. No, there's one called joker. This was the genius of redemption. He put his spirit with one with your spirit. Ah, that means you can be here, but you can pick what heaven is saying. Ah. So the Holy Ghost domiciled in the heavens of the heavens. Ah, can look at something on earth and say there's something wrong with it. And because that Holy Ghost is within you, you can pick it.
Praise the Lord.
You read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. First Corinthians 2, verse 11. There are so many scriptures on this, but this one says, for what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him. So he's saying, the things of a man, it is your spirit that actually knows. He's saying your spirit man knows the things about you much more than your brain. Are you with me? He says, for what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. That means the knowledge bank of God is domiciled in the spirit of God. And now that spirit of God is one with your spirit. Now, see verse 12. It says in verse 12, now we have received. Kapali. This is something to rejoice about. Hey! Now we have received. Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. So now, the Holy Ghost which carries the knowledge bank of God has come inside us, and now so we can search that spirit and pick out something. No wonder the Bible says, the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. So now, the Holy Ghost can light that candle which is your human spirit. And it can begin to search, pull out something. Praise the Lord. Pull out something. Kapa attire. I remember when I came, I had a meeting in Abuja in 2018. I finished the meeting and I said, Father, I've obeyed you. I was at Jabib Lake Mall. I went to see a friend, Claudia. They were eating. And as they were eating, I heard a voice on this side. And you shall come back to the city. I turned, there was nobody. The way I turned, the way they say, ah, prophet. Yeah. The way I turned, they were looking at me there. He has picked something. Pull out something inside. So let me show you how this inward witness works. I'm trying my best to paint it in a more clearer way. So look at Romans chapter 8 from verse 14 to verse 17. Romans 8 from verse 14 to verse 17. See after me, I'm blessed. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. That means, I've not explained this on any platform, but now let me talk about it a little bit. The spirit within your spirit is the spirit of adoption. It has adopted you into the family of God. In fact, this is the way God made you part of what Christ did. So, Christ died 2024 years ago, as the case may be. Now, how can somebody's death benefit you? It is that the spirit of that man comes into you. So when God sends the spirit of Christ into you, the same work that Christ achieved has become your own lot and portion. Are you with me? And when the spirit becomes one with your spirit will cry. Ah, Jesus. One of the ways you know God is leading you is check what is the pressure from your spirit. I want to ask you, when last did your spirit man cry? Can I explain? Do you really understand what I'm saying? So you want to do something, but you feel a cry of the spirit saying no. And you are bent on disobeying that no. Yet the spirit, that cry becomes louder. Some of you, that's how you came to New Breed. You say, I don't want to go. The thing is crying. Go. He said, it will cry again. Whereby we cry our father. Now, if that does not really make so much sense, you will still get it later. Verse 16. He says, the spirit itself, better rendered himself. The spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So now, in salvation, when you get born again, the Holy Ghost witnesses to your spirit that you are the child of God. In the same way, the spirit himself beareth witness with your spirit that that journey is yours. It can witness to you. Okay, now, that's the step to take. That's not the step to take. Relate to this person. Don't relate to this person. So if you are going to master leading of the spirit, beginning with the inward witness, you must learn how to pay attention to God inside. What is the inside saying? What is the inside saying? Praise God. What is the inside saying? So let me give you a vivid example. Acts 27. Sometimes you are discussing with people and the spirit is saying, let me give you the one you can relate with. You are gisting with somebody and you can feel God saying, get out of here now. You have talked too much. But no, this gist, we must finish it. Ah, la banwa. Eh, kababoya. Then you start lying. You lie, add pepper, add salt. Eh? Now so it take up on you lie again. Then the Holy Ghost is saying, get out of here and pray. You can feel the cry. Are you with me?
Yes,
you can feel the cry. Leave this place. Go and pray. But you know, say no. We'll pray in 30 minutes time. No, it's just 9 o'clock. I'll pray by 9:30. Then you are gisting. Can I tell you the worst that can happen to you when the spirit stops crying? So you have refused to obey. He's pushing you. You have refused to obey. You are still there. He's pushing you. After a while, he leaves you. You know what you have done? You have just dampened one layer. The next time it will cry, it will not be as strong as that previous time. Other ones, you want to commit sin. You have made up your mind that this bad thing I go do am. On your way to that lady's house, the cry within you is saying, go back! You say, no. Say, today, I must commit sin. Everybody's quiet. Okay, we are sent of God. Amen. Let's assume it's not somebody's house. You want to watch that thing. Say, I must watch it. Game of Thrones. I must watch that scene. That rubbish scene. The cry is saying, no watch, oh. No watch. Some of the spirit is saying, you are suffocating me, oh. My mentor was about to cast out a demon from a boy in the university. I wish I was there because I heard the gist later. But I'm not surprised because I too we cast out. And as he was about to pray, two voices started talking. There's a film I will recommend later. If you can get it and watch. Then give me an update. Nefarious. As he wanted to start praying, the spirit of the boy cried out, help me. Help me. He has been suffocating me since 1994. You see this thing we are talking about? This work of this preaching we are doing. Is people don't know what is going on. They are too in the flesh and carnal, so they think we are wasting our time. But we cannot be stopped though. No, we cannot be stopped. Say, help me. Then another voice came out.
We are not going anywhere.
You can literally see the presence of the demon, the spirit. You know, you've heard it in Penahagin. There's man has a spirit, he has a soul. That day, it was practical. He lives in a body. I've cast out demons from people. And when they woke up, they didn't even know what happened. You heard that gist at Lekki Center. We finished preaching. And I shone my eye at one of the ladies. And she removed the eye. Then she now looked at me and said, what is the matter? Openly, what is the problem? And I said, what is the problem? I said, and I called Isaac, hold her hand. I said, angels of God, fire. By the time she woke up, she didn't even know what happened. Above it, born well. We know the joke here. Praise God. Acts 27. And what was happening in Acts 27? The background of the story. So Paul was being arrested and was carried to Rome because at some point Paul said, I appeal to Caesar. When it was determined that we should go into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners onto one Julius, a centurion of the Augustus band. So he was going to be part of those that they were. Julius was carrying them. Are you with me? And so as they were sailing in the ship, at some point in verse 10, Paul said unto them, said, sirs, I perceive. Look at that word. Everybody say perceive. I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the laden and ship, but also of our lives. Many times when you perceive, what do you do? What do you do? Now, we're still going to come back to the story, but go to Acts chapter 18. All this one is still in word witness. I remember going to see a man of God. I entered his office and he asked me, how many angels are here? I was like, oh God. Farabale, wait till it happen. He said, no, ask me, man of God, how many angels are here? I said, sir, I don't know. Now I know how to reply better. You just close your eyes, pray in the spirit, and pick the places the presence of God is coming from. I would have done practical, but let's leave it. Have you been in a service before? The worship is intense. Eh? From the altar is intense. Then there are parts of this church that are more intense. Usually, angels will rush to the places that people are responding more. When we lift your hands, lift your hands. So people say, me, my hand, I tie and we chain. I know they lift them. Anything, don't worry. Day or day. Angels will rush and congregate around that side. Yes, some of you have noticed what I'm talking about. Okay. And that's why as a minister, during impartation meetings, I look for those places where people will respond more. Sometimes, even in front, they can be very docile in front. So I will just, where are they? As in, where are you guys? Let's flow. Acts 18, verse from verse 1. Let's read this quickly. Just 5 verses and we'll go back to Acts 27. The Bible says, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought for their occupation. Their occupation, they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and Greeks. And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit. Do you see that? Pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. Have you been somewhere and it was as if something was pressing you? Talk to this person. Who has experienced that before? You just talk to this person. Talk to this person. Sometimes you will talk and the person will give you a laugh. But you know what you just did? You have trained yourself. You have become stronger. Sometimes you have sown a seed though. He was pressed in the spirit. This is inward witness working now. Are you with me? So go back to chapter 27 from verse 10. And he said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the laden and ship, but also of our lives. Verse 11. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. People read on. Everybody read on verse 12. Please, do you have another translation before Commodious to confuse people? Now, what this means is, it was better to go on the journey than to stay where they were. Naturally speaking, are you with me? Yes, it was better to leave where they were and go on the journey. But Paul said, sirs, this journey, I perceive that there will be wahala. But naturally speaking, it was better to go. Are you with me? Yes, so read on. So now, they saw light wind blowing and said, this is romantic. We can't move. The wind was blowing calmly and sweetly. Ah, don't mind that guy. What's he saying? Let's move. But in the middle of their journey, the weather changed abruptly. That was what Paul was speaking by discernment. Are you with me? Yes, sir. And the wind of typhoon strength called Northeaster. NLT, you are touched. Go to King James. The real name will come out. Uroclydon. But not long after they arose against it, a tempestuous wind called Uroclydon. This one, this name fit for demon. He came out and said, where are you going? Read on. Oh my God. Oh Scott. I could not bear up into the wind. They let the ship drive. Do you know that this is how most lives are? They miss God at some point and they are in the point where they just their life is just going. Any eye blow, make it they blow. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, they let her drive. Verse 16. And running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat. Verse 17. Do you know what it means that after some days, you were so driven in a sea, you no see sun, you no see star, and said, sirs, Ye should have hearkened unto me and not lose fire, and to have gained this harm and loss. Read on. Hey, be of good cheer. We know loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. For there stood by me this night the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whose I serve. I love you. You know the door to show yourself. Saying, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God had given thee. These are not lessons. That means they were saved because of Paul. Even not for Apostle Paul, they for die. And they know for even find their body. Because, well, do you know what it means? You lost for universe. You lost. No sun. No star. We don't know where you did, planet Earth or Pluto. We don't know. You know, when you, if you go close to the sea, no, this is not so. You have gone close to the sea before. You will fear God. I've been inside a boat before. I look here, water. No end. I look here, water. I say, God, I beg. God, I beg. Now your hand will be there. Hey! He said, you should have listened to me. And guess what? If not for Paul, they would have died. So now, because of one man, all of them, their lives are protected. You know the thing about inward witness? God will always give you. God will always give you. So now, you need to ask yourself questions like, have I been really following inward witness? If you look at your life, every one of us may have had one encounter or the other where you felt something say, that's what people say, something told me. Not the one you are looking for your key, but it's in your hand. Not that one. But sometimes it can be. Some of you have had this experience before. You're looking for something. You said, the Holy Ghost, help me find it. And in 2 seconds, he showed up. You have this. You say you want to marry this guy. You are dating. The day he says, can I marry you? Your heart started beating. Boom, boom, boom. The spirit is crying, never. Jesus. You say, don't worry, I love him. The spirit that's in the future, that is not bright, is black. He said, no, he has money. You don't know why the spirit is saying. Go and fast and pray more. Sometimes it may not even be that he will become poor. It may be something else. I've come to the conclusion that there are more people who are mad than they know that they are mad. See, I say this with all sense of humility under God. There are more mad people than we know. Not everybody wearing shirt and trousers is okay. I told you that since the day we started church, I've been having marriage counseling issues. That's the highest number of issues that have come to my table as a pastor. That's why I just decided that I will start Living and Cleaving Conference. Because left for me, I want to preach Bible. But when I saw this man, when he wants to have sex with his wife, first thing he does is he will beat her. He will beat her to the point she will bleed. Then that's when you want to start having the sex. That is what turns him on. You dey hear? Guess what? He's a billionaire. You never see things so. When you only go say, go like this. No, they argue. Woman woke up one morning and escaped. Say, before I die here, say, I better be a poor lady. So, is it the one that came to me crying? Husband said, I'm traveling. I want to go and do work in Bayelsa. 2 weeks later, she saw pre-wedding pics of her husband. Pre-wedding picture online. You see, I don't jam. There are things that, even when I pray for them and they go, I will not be asking God, how will I sort out this matter? Where do you want to start from? Me, I believe that there are some matters that God in heaven used to ask Michael, come. What can we do about this? But when the Lord is talking, sometimes, no! If it's an unbeliever, if it's an outright unbeliever, I can understand. But when you are a believer that has the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, you should not make some mistakes. I've told you, okay, that leads me to something else, inward voice. Let me tell you something. Many people say, I don't hear God's voice. Usually, inward witness comes with inward voice. Let me explain. There is almost no place in the Bible that inward witness came without inward voice. Have you will send text right on WhatsApp? You send text on WhatsApp. Do you know that in the code language, it's not those things you typed? If you check the code language, many times it's zeros and ones, right? Sometimes some sprinkles of asterisks, jaga jaga. But what came to you and you interpreted in your phone is, how are you? So the real source code of the communication was actually a code. or it was a programming language, right? Usually, when you get inward witness, that's a code. It is the interpretation that is the voice. So let me give you an example. So right now, Paul said, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with great hurt." He may not have heard God say, "Paul, there will be damage." He may not have heard that. He may have gotten a perception, but the perception came with some information. That information that came is the inward voice. Sometimes God can bring it in a perfectly articulated speech, but most times inward witness comes with that voice. It comes with that, those words that come out. For instance, let's go back to Romans 8 verse 16. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit. Now what's the voice? That we are the children of God. Are you seeing that? There is a sentence or speeches that came with it. So many times people say, "I don't hear God's voice." Usually, you say, somebody will tell you, something said, "Don't do this thing." Or something said, "Do this thing." In the same way you pick this, is the same way you will pick prophecy. So you are praying, you feel a press of the Spirit within you. Then you begin to utter those words. It is the impulse of the Holy Ghost bringing out those words, and you are being able to articulate it. Ah, I hope I'm not too far. You are getting it in Jesus' name. And so, that's how it works. I remembered, I've told that story here before. Is it here or Port Harcourt? One of the churches. Then, oil field engineer. I was working on this field at Omok. It was a gas condensate well. And so, we had what they call crew change. And in a crew change, they will tell one engineer to leave the field, and some other engineers will handle some other sensitive things. So me, I was what you could call normal rig-up engineers. So as at this time, I was not really handling anything sensitive. My own was to just connect the pipes. Are you with me? Knock the pipes, all of that. Make sure that the whole separator was set up and go and open the well. Boom. And oil will start flowing. Maybe collect one or two readings and we are fine, right? And that's what I was doing. But they called from the office that, David, we are sending Jimmy into the field. He will now be the new data engineer. Because they knew that I was one of the youngest and my brain was sharper into the data and all of this. They were like, "We can't be leaving David doing." So they said, "Another engineer will be going out. The former data engineer will be going out and you'll be taking over the data. So that means the flow meter, Daniel gas orifice, you'll be in charge of all of those things." And so I said, "Okay." Now, crew change was about to happen. I saw the guy that was changing. As he changed and put everything, I did not notice anything. As we are about to enter the car to go to the hotel, I had a nudge in my spirit. And this was how it came. "Tomorrow, check the flow meter before mounting it." I said, "Okay." Are you with me? I said, "Okay. I will check the flow meter." So I didn't tell anybody. Everybody just went home. Jimmy is coming. Frank is leaving. David is going to take over this one. Oh, we just greet everybody. Oh, Victor just greeted. Oh, a few guys went to the hotel, ate. The bad people can carry girls, as usual. So I went to my own. Ah, Jesus. Father, thank you. If you do not commit immorality in oil field, you can survive anywhere. Jesus. They used to import them. In the evening, they would just bring a bus. You will see different shapes, sizes, statues. Oh, no, David, are you interested? Never. These are the same people that in the morning, they will say, "We give you all the glory. We give you all the Father, as we step out to work today, we are protected. Amen. Bless our work. Amen." In the night, before you know, they are playing bam, 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 bam. All kinds of things are happening. One told me, he said, that you came to this field and you not do anything. He said, "You get call." He said, you get call. He said, "Nothing to move for your body." I said, "I'm a human being, but I don't follow." He said, "You get call. You don't follow." So that next morning, I got there, picked up the flow meter, opened it. Guess what? He had manipulated it. Ha! You know that song? Oloruto lagbara, eh? Oshubar. I say, "Hey, this guy manipulated this thing. Do you know what that means? Let me explain. In the oil industry, there's something called blacklist. That is such a sensitive detail that if the flow meter misbehaves, the new engineer that came, they will say is the one that spoiled it. So they will blacklist you from that field forever. You cannot climb that field again. In fact, they can fire you. I said, ah. So I was not asking myself, why would this guy plan this thing for me? You know, sometimes you just say somebody lost his job. You don't even know why. So I was looking at this thing. So the supervisor saw me correcting it. He said, David, are you mad? He called the engineers. Come see this boy, yo. Come see this boy. Waiting they do. Come see this boy. So they all gathered me. I said, what are you doing? He said, if this meter does not work, you see this other pit. You see this other pit. We go drown you inside. I said, sir, I know what I am doing. Are you with me? That's why when you're working, also know the job too. Not that you don't know how to connect the meter. So I said, sir, I know what I'm doing. I will rearrange the K factor. This thing will work. So all the engineers stood like this. I arranged the meter, mounted it. It's a pass flow. Boom. Or is that playing? Boom, boom, boom. Everybody was standing looking at it. After the first reading came out, 173 barrels per day. See, you know what you're doing. Well done, well done, well done. And that the case died. So that was how it seemed to have ended. I don't know, that was just the beginning. 1 week later, the guy that crew changed me, that was handling the data, he would call another engineer. I said, how's the field going? He said, going is fine. He said, is there any problem on the field? I said, no problem. Oh. They say, there will not be problem in Jesus' name. Amen. But are you sure? No problem. They said, that one said no problem. And he called an engineer. Any problem? He said, no problem. Any problem? One day, when I asked him, you don't want problem, Seth. This one, you they call everybody, they ask for a problem. Do you want problem? He said, in fact, what problem are you expecting? He said, by now, there ought to have been flow meter problem. He did not know that person he was telling had beef against him. He said, by now, there should have been flow meter problem. He said, no, be David, they handle the flow meter. He said, so you want maybe a blacklist David? He now called me. In fact, by the time they wanted to call me, I've left the field. I've done my own shift and left. That one went and reported him to the supervisor. The supervisor went and reported him to the manager. The manager reported him to general manager, MD Nahed. Called me on conference call. Hey, God. This was 2018. I was in Lagos. I was about to go for a program, New Believer Summit in Lagos. I saw call. Before I got on the call, my MD, Engineer Chris, said, David, you're about to enter a very sensitive call. We are on a conference with the MDs of so-and-so company, the MD of this company, MD of this company, chief engineer. I say, hey, what is going on? Me, I even thought there may be an explosion on the field. Said, David, answer clearly. Did you correct the flow meter before mounting it? I said, yes, sir. What was it before you mounted it? I told them. I told you the figure. Did you correct this? Did you correct that? Yes, sir. Thank you. Well done, Engineer David. We'll get back to you. So when the program came back, I came back and saw calls. Very calling me, say, there's fire on the mountain. He said, there's fire on the mountain. He said, so wait. He said, you are the one that saved our company. He said, our company would have lost that contract because of that thing. That guy framed you up. They were not asking him in the office, what did David do to you? They were not asking him, what is wrong with you? Why would you do that kind of thing? What did David do to you? He said, how would I? The guy just come and take over from me? He said, are you mad? Why would you try that kind of thing? He said, but now, the question you have to say is, how did he know? He said, I don't know. He said, but the boy, they pray for night. He said, a man of God. He said, a man of God. By the time I came to the office, they all stood up. Man of God. I said, a man of God. You know, you came with some new gusto. My God. Yes, see, the attack was heavy. In fact, I was sick before I left that place. It was as though my prayer was giving them problem. See, today, the fear. Because he couldn't believe. How will he know? There is a spirit that knows. Jesus. Can tell you many, many, many testimonies. Is it the day I was in Benue State? I wanted to travel to Lagos for a program. I've reached the Benue links. Who knows Benue links? My Makurdi people, you know what I'm talking about. I reached Benue links, paid for bus already. I was about to enter the bus. Hey, witness. Bang, 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 emergency. I went back and said, okay, I don't do it again. Give me my money. See? This boss don't fool now. Where do they worry? I said, oh yeah, take the money. By the next day, everyone was shouting, accidental, accidental. You boss jumped somewhere. Oh, only like this. You will see another Christian. You will feel that thing. Say, he know me. He know me. Then you later in the hospital, you see the leg hanging like this. God, why? No, God spoke. God spoke. Having been blessed this afternoon. The afternoon session was supposed to start by what time? Sorry, evening session, what time? Okay. Can we start by 4:30? So that we'll do just 5 minutes. So the next one is inward voice, right? Now, please, I want to say this about inward voices. Every voice must be confirmed by inward witness. Are you with me? Number two, if it is the voice of God, there will be definite confirmations. It's not just come. Remember, I told you, once has he spoken, twice have he heard. Because I've seen people who just hear voices and run off. And after a while, we have to cast out demons from them. If a voice comes, check it again and again. But I'm not saying God does not speak with voices. Are you with me? I told you just now that inward voices, inward witness, some many times come with an articulated speech. So I had to just throw that in. For instance, let me just give you a story about how we moved to Abuja. So, the first time I had a dream about Abuja was in August 2007. I was just about 2 years, 1 year, about 1 year, 2 years in the faith. And they were having what they call bishopric consecration in the church I grew up in. And one of the bishops in that arena, I saw him holding my hand, and I was like a small child in that dream, holding my hand, and I did not know where this place is. I later got to find out that this place was Wuye, Abuja. Are you with me? And I woke up from the dream and I went to meet him. His name is Bishop Dan Okai. I went to meet him and I said, Bishop Dan, I had this dream about. He said, guess what he told me is the meaning? He said, God has called you. You will serve the Lord. I said, amen, sir. And it didn't mean anything, so I just moved on. Then, 2014, I was in a service. Bishop Edibo was preaching. His leading is the highway to your blessings. He was preaching. As he was done preaching, a voice came. Now, this is how it sounded. You grew up in the south. I trained you in the west. And I shall send you to the north. Are you hearing what I said? I've not shared this publicly before. So I'm telling you the development of leading. Let me tell you, usually, no major leading will come in your life without God preparing you. It doesn't just, no. Major leadings that will change your life entirely. It doesn't just happen. If God wants you to go to Canada, if you are going to Canada next year, between now and the end of this year, some of you have had dreams like that, right? So, when something's not happened, don't be surprised. So now, I was like, so in that service, they were just about to share the grace, and I was like, God, which part of the north? It was like somebody threw a coin inside of me. It shall be Abuja. Now, as at that time, I don't know anything about Abuja. Guess what? I didn't even know it was Federal Capital Territory. I didn't know nothing. But hey, I didn't know anything. So in the energy of the flesh, I tried to walk my IT to Abuja. They gave me a la. Youth service. Why? The la continued. So I said, okay, that's fine. And I forgot about it completely. Are you getting me? So after our youth service in 2016, December 2016, praying and fasting, and had two striking encounters. The first encounter, I saw my late father, who was a pastor and a missionary, walk into the room. And before I could say, what are you doing here? Light came out of him twice and entered my body. And it was not a dream, but I stood up from there knowing God had called me. So then I used to serve as music director for Dunamis International Gospel Center, Makurdi. And so, Pastor Joseph Idakuji called me and said, Pastor David. Minister David was not Pastor then. Minister David, prayer and fasting is coming in January. I want you to prepare the choir. I said, yes, sir, no problem. We'll get the choir ready for prayer and fasting. I said, prayer and fasting. After 3 days in prayer and fasting, in fact, towards the end of the prayer and fasting, I was about to now leave my cordial. I've done my youth service. So let me pray about it. Somebody called me then. He said, I have a house for you to be staying in anytime you come to Abuja. Within the next 24 hours, it was clear that, David, you have moved. So we asked the man, when should we start? The man said, start this Sunday. I called my wife and said, it has happened though. That thing you said has come to pass. So I did one Sunday. I had to travel back, pack some clothes too. Like that, after doing 2 Sundays, it was obvious that this traveling thing, God. So I called my son. I said, Pastor Ekene, you are someone. Come down. So when Pastor Ekene came down, in my mind, I said, Father, we thank you. At least the church is doing well. And then a church invited me. That Abiding Word of Life church at Wuye. As I entered the church in Wuye, I remember the dream in 2007. I said, that was the place. I can point the exact spot where I saw Bishop Dan holding my hand. I said, is that not the place I saw? That was the place. Ah! You know, they say deja vu. There's nothing like that too. It's the Holy Ghost and angels and spirits working. Just pay more attention. You will learn more from what you call deja vu. I said, So, I finished ministry and I was asking myself, what could this thing mean? Why am I remembering this thing? Why am I remembering this thing? The bishop now said, he wants to see me. So, I went to see the bishop. Sitting in his office, he talked about ministry, be faithful and all of that, and all of that, and all of that. Then he said, I have one more question for you. This was November 2023. And now, interestingly, the program happened on the day I was turning 30. I said, okay. Plenty drama. So I said that it was the question. He said, where is the Canaan land of New Breed? I said, sir, what do you mean? He said, every ministry has a land that God gives to them. There must be a Canaan land, a place where the ministry will hit the world. I said, sir, what do you mean? He said, where is the Canaan land of New Breed? He said, has God spoken to you about Abuja? So I did not know what to answer him. He said, okay. I said, sir, I cannot say. I can only say, God has shown me here. He said, okay, tell me what God has shown you about Abuja. As I was talking, he said, ha. So he just told me, go and carry your things and come. He said, go and carry your things and come. I said, sir, how? He said, let me tell you, at least confess. If it is God, he will bring more confirmations. If it's not God, confirmations will cease. Do you know, as we are talking, my wife now said, daddy, I remembered I had a dream about this meeting. He said, what did I just tell you? And as we were talking, he said, see, it is clear. Go and pack your things. So I said, okay, God has said I will move, but he has not given me time. And so I went for a camp meeting. We were praying in the camp meeting. In the camp meeting, I finished day one of the camp meeting, went back to my hotel room, and I didn't carry my phone. Okay, I carried my phone, but throughout the night, I was praying, and I did not put the phone on. Only when I put the phone on, people from that work with me, that my friends in the United Kingdom, say, Pastor, we had a dream. You're supposed to have moved to Abuja. Are you still in Port Harcourt? Between that time and end of the year, it was clear. The amount of revelations that came, I'm talking about up to 10. December 31st, I said, okay, I will announce that finally I'm moving. But God, how will I? I said, God, if it's you, give me some more encounters. I was still talking. Somebody called me, Pastor David. I've been having dreams. Person is based in Abuja. I've been having dreams about you in Abuja. Are you coming? I finished announcing. As I finished the announcement, went to the office, picked up my phone. A friend of mine in Kaduna said, Pastor, I saw that you just announced that you are moving to Abuja. I just want to tell you you are in the will of God. Because I've been waiting for when you announce it since. Started talking about his own. I said, well done, well done. Before that January 1st to January 14th was done, the one that wanted to explode my head was my mother. My mother ran to me one day in the house. What are you doing in Port Harcourt? I said, any problem? At least you should be happy and your son is well with you. Is where you are. She said, no. I've been seeing you in Abuja. Please, I beg you, pack your things and go. So I said, I will not go now. She said, please. And I shouted. I said, okay, I'm going. I'm going. And it was obvious. Are you with me? I'm telling you all these things because many times,
Holy Ghost,
were you blessed this afternoon? Maybe God is allowing me to tell this to somebody because you are about to make a major step in your life. A major step in your life, and God does not want you to make a mistake. By the ministry of the inward witness, the word of God, by the ministry of signs, symbols, coincidences, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. My life has been blessed with all the leadings of the Spirit. That you came here this afternoon, you are blessed with the same. God has never allowed me to make a wrong step without telling me. You will never be confused anymore in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Your sensitivity is open. Your sensitivity is open. Your sensitivity is open. Your sensitivity is opened. In the name of Jesus. I cannot hear your amen. Your sensitivity is opened. In Jesus' mighty name. Were you blessed?